that I am your own. So now,
thank you, Jesus.
I pour out my heart to you.
Yes.
Here in your presence, I am made new.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you know my name. Oh, you know my name. And oh, how you walk with me. And oh, how you talk with me. And oh, how you tell me that I am your own. No fire can burn me, no battle can turn me, no mountain can stop me, 'cause you hold my hand, and I'm walking in your victory, 'cause your power is within me. No giant can defeat me, 'cause you hold my hand, and no fire can burn me, no battle can turn me, no mountain can stop me, 'cause you hold my hand, and I'm walking in your victory, 'cause your power is within me. No giant can defeat me, 'cause you hold my hand. I said no fire can burn me, no battle is already won, no mountain can stop me, 'cause you hold my hand. Now I'm walking in your victory, 'cause your power is within me. No giant can defeat me, 'cause you hold my hand. You hold my hand. Oh, you hold my hand. Oh, you hold my hand.
I think it's so important that we take a moment after such a beautiful testimony of what God can do and what He does do.
Amen.
And how He never leaves us and how He's with us at all times. Let's just take a second, church, and let's just reflect for a minute and just praise the Lord
thank
and just
you,
thank
Jesus.
Him for all the times. I'm sure everyone in here has got a testimony, but would you hear a beautiful, powerful testimony of how God brings someone through that also allows them to testify? Because there could be somebody watching live, there could be someone sitting in here right now. That's the closest they feel to God is when they hear it through someone that's experienced it. So let's just praise God. Praise the Lord. Sister Karen.
My soul has found rest.
words, please.
Did you say I saw the light?
I saw the light.
I saw the light.
Sometimes we have problems, sometimes we have stumbling blocks, sometimes we have mountains to climb, rivers to cross. One of these days we're going to say goodbye to all of them. Isn't it going to be wonderful when we say hello or bye to that last trial, that last obstacle, that last mountain. One more river to cross, and then we're going to all be in heaven forever and ever and ever. Amen. A lot of troubles and trials in my little lifespan. When I'm standing alone, the battle gets hard. Just do the best we can. Must cross a million valleys, shed a million tears. When I come to the river of Jordan, hallelujah, then I'll have no fear. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. One more battle with the devil, I know. know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his escort hand, holding to his escort hand. Well, there's been a lot of people talk about me since I walked this narrow way. Just another little valley, got victory when I pray. I've climbed a lot of high mountains, gone through a lot of little streams. When I see old Jordan cold and dark, that'll be the last for me. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. One more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his escort hand, holding to his escort hand. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. One more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his escort hand, holding to his escort hand. Hallelujah, hold it to his nail scarred hand. Hold it to his nail scarred hand.
Amen.
Well, there's been a lot of people talk about me since I walked this narrow way. But it's just another little valley. Got victory when I pray. Church, I've climbed up a lot of high mountains. I know we've all gone through a lot of little streams. But when we see old Jordan cold and dark, he's gonna be the last for me. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. Only one more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his escort hand. Why don't you sing it with me? Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. One more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his escort hand, holding to his escort hand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his escort hand, holding to his escort hand. How many's going through? Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going through with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holding to his nail-scarred hands. Amen. How many knows that he asks us to put our hands into his? Amen. And he won't leave us or forsake us. So good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Good to see each and every one of you. Hope and pray that you had a blessed day. Have your Bibles for just a little while. Let's go to the book of Hebrews tonight in the fourth chapter. Of the book of Hebrews, Paul's writing, amen, to the church. I mean, he's thankful for the word of God. If you are, put your hands together tonight, amen. Glory to God. Give the Lord praise. Amen. In the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews, beginning with verse number 14. Thank you for standing as we read the word of the Lord tonight. Hebrews chapter number 4, verses 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love. For those who have gathered here tonight, and Father, I pray, God, that you would just open the window of heaven. God, pour out an anointing and a blessing upon your people tonight. Father, I pray that we would lay aside every weight tonight. God, that we would be in one mind and one accord, receptive, submissive, and obedient to your word. Father, I pray that you would feed us that heavenly manna tonight. God, that it would produce growth, Lord, and edification into our spirit. Father, we do remember those who are not with us. Many are sick, afflicted. Father, we pray, God, that you would reach out to them right now with your healing virtue, Lord, and touch and anoint and strengthen those who stand in need of prayer. Father, we pray also a prayer for the lost. Father, I pray, God, that there will be an awakening, that there will be a refreshing, a time of revival of the Holy Ghost. Father, I pray that you would lead lost souls, God, to an altar of repentance. Father, we ask you now, God, just to feed this flock tonight. God, anoint these lips of clay. God, to use me nothing more than an oracle and a messenger of the Word of God. And we'll be careful to give you praise and honor and glory. For we ask these precious blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. First of all, I just want to say how thankful I am to be able, amen, to come to church, to be able to gather with the saints of God. Many things today are trying seemingly to prevent people from congregating. Not only is there restrictions out today, but even this week there was a shortage of gas. Amen. And it made me think of a simpler time. Now, I am not as old as the things that I'm about to tell you, but I do remember Dad talking about it. You know, we are blessed today that we can get up, turn our coffee on, pop the bread in the toaster, get a little jam on it. I was telling Trey the other night, was talking about sandwiches and all, and I asked him, "Have you ever had a jam sandwich?" He said, "Papa, what is that?" I said, "You jam two pieces of bread together." That's what Mom and Dad always would tell us. But the conveniences that we have, and I thought about that today and this morning, how blessed we are to be able to get into our car and to drive. Some people have to drive a greater distance than others, but still, probably within an hour we can be in church, worship and praise the Lord, and then when service is over, within an hour maybe we can go by and pick up food and go home and eat and just enjoy the blessings of God. But I remember my dad telling me that they would have to get up in the morning, and they would have to hitch the wagon and put the mules in, and they would drive, or whatever you call when you're driving. I don't know if you drive it or what do you do to it. All I know is giddy up and whoa. And anyway, they would get to church, and they only had the one service, but Dad would talk about it would probably last about half the day. And then but he would talk about going to sleep in the back of the wagon, coming back home. And I thought how much the saints of God love the Lord to spend all day long just getting to church and back, how they hungered for the Word of God. Seemingly today we have a nation, we have a lot of people who have the Word of God at hand, who have churches seemingly on every corner, and still we have people that do not seem to desire nor want to hear the Word of God. But having said that, I am thankful for the group of people that is here tonight that came for the purpose of glorifying, worshiping, and serving a mighty God, amen, and hearing the Word of God. And tonight I want to entitle this message, A Standing Invitation. A Standing Invitation. Again, I want to focus on verse number 16, if I might. The writer of Paul says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in to help in the time of need." The Amplified Bible tells us that we can come fearlessly, confidently, and boldly draw near to receive mercy, grace, and help for every need. Where else in the nation could you go to be able to feel all of those desires, or to be able to feel fulfill, if you would. Y'all pray for me. I'll brush my teeth, and I can't do a thing with them tonight. Be able to meet the needs, amen, of all of those things in one place. And that is the throne of God. We spoke this morning how that Jesus had a mission to fulfill. And he fulfilled that mission. And we talked about all the other things that he did for us. And then I thought this afternoon as I was reading, not only did he do that while he was here on this earth, but he designed a place. Amen. He constructed an altar. He made a place to open up to us that we can come boldly before the throne of God for every and any need that we may have. Not only did he love us enough to send a comforter in the form of the Holy Ghost to lead us and to guide us and to help us, but he also said, my office is open 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In other words, we can come boldly before the throne of God any and every time that we have a need, or if we just want to praise him. How many knows that we can find that altar not only in the church house, but we can find that altar anywhere that we kneel or anywhere that we get in touch with the Lord. I'm so thankful that in my home, I have an altar that I can go to. I have a place that I can go and communicate with the Lord, and I know that I'll never find him too busy. I know that I'll never find him preoccupied. I know that I'll never have him to say, I'm out to lunch and I'll be back shortly, but I'm so thankful whenever there's a problem, it may be in the midnight hour, but I've always found him there. I've always found him attentive, and I've always found him a loving and compassionate way of ministering to each and every need or problem that we may encounter. And he's given us a standing invitation, meaning that we have access anytime that we need to. And I'm so thankful that we have that open door policy. A lot of companies say that they have an open door policy, but when we finally get to that situation where we need to sit down, sometimes they're too busy, sometimes they're out of the office, and sometimes they just don't want to talk to us or just don't want to hear what we have to say. But I'm so thankful, and I remember a night vividly in my mind, and it was many, many years ago. It was the night that Kevin was born. And they had Angel 1 and Angel 2. Don't want to go into a long detail because I know I've told this story before. But these were fully equipped ambulances from Grady Hospital. They tell me that they were just like a fully operational place or like an operating room that was mobile. And the phone call was made and one of those ambulances came out to Villarica. And they took Kevin to Eggleston Hospital. Penny was no shape to go. And I remember her brother and sister-in-law drove me over there. And we went, followed the ambulance over to Eggleston Hospital. And up in the midnight hour, this was kind of late, and Daryl and Wanda had to leave. So I was there, and there was a little bitty waiting room. And it was dark. It was kind of in a corner down the long hallway, and it just kind of was a little indention. And there was a drink machine, and there was maybe four or five chairs sitting there. And I could hear the voice, and I thought it was Kevin. I don't know. It may have been one of the other little children that were there in Eggleston, but they had this kind of a high-pitched, kind of a, not really a scream, but just kind of a whining, and it went on and on and on. And in my mind, I thought that maybe that was Kevin because the doctors were not allowing me to get into the room where they were trying to work with Kevin. But in my mind, it was Kevin, and I just knelt down there in that little, it really wasn't even a room. It was just kind of an indention off of the hallway, but it was a place, there was nobody else there. But I knelt, and I found God. In one of the places that maybe you would least expect to find him, but I'm so thankful that he was there. I was able to get comfort. I was able to pray for my son that was down the hall. I thought it was him. It may not have been, but I know that he was going through a terrible time, but I was able to come boldly before the throne of God. I didn't have to have an invitation. I didn't have to have an appointment. I didn't have to go ask somebody. I didn't have a curtain, amen, that I could only go so far and I let the priest or somebody else go in on my behalf. But thank God I found that peace that I needed. I found that strength and I found that comfort, amen, in a hospital place, amen, where that seemingly, you know, it would be the most impossible place in the world that you could ever find any comfort or peace. But there was God right there reaching out to me. And I'm so thankful. That's not the only time. Many, many times in my life, I have had to rely on the comfort and the peace of an Almighty God. And I have this standing invitation. A standing invitation means to me that you do not have to make reservation. You do not have to call ahead. Isn't it wonderful to know that we can step right into the holiest of holies, right in, amen, to the mercy seat of God, right into the throne of grace? And, you know, the back up there, the 15th verse talks about the compassion and the love of the great high priest. It says, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched, but I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is touched even with our infirmities, touched with our situations and our problems. As Sister Kayla is saying, he knows my name. He not only does he know my name, but he knows what I'm going through. He knows the situations. You know, when many times we keep things bottled up inside and things that we don't really want to share with anybody else or whatever the case may be or the issue may be, but the Lord knows that. He knows our heart, and he is a great high priest, a loving God that senses and knows when we're in when we're in trouble or when we're having situations in our life that causes trauma in our life, or our fear, admonition, whatever the case may be. We have a high priest in the form of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, amen, who was in fact tempted like we are. Many times we think that because he was the Son of God, he didn't feel pain. Jesus wept. Many times that he would see the condition of Israel and he would be saddened by the fact, oh Israel, Israel, how many times blessed you if you would have just come unto me, you know, and so many times he prayed and wished the children of Israel would come to him. So I know that he felt pain. I know that he felt remorse. I know that many times there was sadness in his heart too, because that people would not obey the word of God and would not come to him. But also the Bible tells us that not only was he at all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. We can go and have conference with the Lord Jesus Christ. How many is thankful that we can tell him anything? We can pour our heart out to God. We're not going to be judged. We're not going to be ridiculed. We're not going to be laughed at. Amen. He is concerned about what concerns us. And I think that's one of the biggest fallbacks of children today, when they think that God's too busy, or they think that maybe he's not concerned about these little things that we have in our heart and in our mind, or the things that we're going through. But I beg to differ. God is concerned about what concerns us. And he invites us to come and bring that heavy load. Come and let him lift us up. Let him encourage us. Let him speak to us and minister to us. In Ephesians chapter 2, we also find in verse number 11 through verse number 14. How many know sometimes we need to remember things? We need to remember how many times that God brought us through, and how many times God made a way when there seemeth no way. So many times we are testifying about the current things that God has done because it's fresh on our mind. But I would surely say tonight that if each and every one of us had time to sit down and begin to think, there's many situations that God has brought us through. We need to praise him for all of those times and the things that he's brought us through, the things he's kept us from. Amen. So many times if we're almost in an accident, we'll praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me safe. But how about the many times that we're not even near an accident and we need to bless God too? Thank you, Lord, for keeping me safe during that time as well. But it hasn't always been that way for the Gentiles. How many is thankful that God opened up the door to the Gentiles? Amen. We know that the Israeli people were God's chosen people. That's the first people that he loved and first people that he turned to. But we know that after they rejected him, he opened up the door to the world. He opened up the door to the Gentiles, of which that we are. And the writer here, Paul, addresses that in the church to Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 4. chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. What a bad situation to be in. That was the time past. Let me read it again. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, everybody say, in Christ Jesus. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. What a blessing that is to know that that wall of partition is gone. If you remember when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, and when he gave up the ghost, he didn't die, he just gave up the ghost. How many remembers that the veil in the temple there in Jerusalem was torn or rent from the top to the bottom, signifying that no man did that, but the Spirit of God tore that veil in half, and he separated that, and he made it accessible for us to come boldly before the throne of God. Up until that time, how many remembers, according to Jewish custom and law, you only could go to the curtain, you had to have the priest to go in behind the curtain and pray for you. Wouldn't that be terrible today? If you needed something from God, you had to make a reservation. You had to make an appointment to get a priest to go in behind the curtain and pray on your account. If that would have been the case when I was at Eggleston Hospital, there's no telling how long it would have taken me to get in touch. But thank God, the Lord was there in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I had a standing ovation, a standing invitation to be able to go to him, amen, and receive that guidance and that strength and comfort that only the Lord can give. Because he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. There's nothing to separate us from God at any time. That place, amen, that we can come boldly before the throne of God can not only be in our church or in our home, but be in our automobile as we're driving down the road. It can be in our office where we work, or a place of employment. Wherever it may be, wherever the need arises, we have an on-time God. One that loves us. One that feels our pain. So many times I think that we don't understand that God knows our situation, but he also can feel the very pain and the situations that we go through. But now, even though we were far off, we're made nigh. How? By the blood of Jesus Christ. It is so important that we identify and understand the remarkable effect that the blood of Jesus Christ has on our life. Not only does it save us, not only does it redeem us, amen, but it also comforts us during any time, any problem, or any trial that we may encounter. And I'm so glad, amen, that we have a standing invitation to come before the presence of God. So many times, we can't get in touch with anybody. We can't get in touch. I always thought that if I could just get my granddaddy, if I could get him to pray, then everything was going to be all right. Not because I had the confidence in him and the confidence in his faith and in his prayers. But you know, my granddaddy let me know later on that, son, you got just as much access to God as I do. And I'm so thankful for that, because my granddad's been gone for a long, long time, since 1986, I believe it was, when granddaddy, Papa Bailey, the pastor of this church, went home to be with the Lord. And how frustrating it would be if he was the only one that could get in touch with God for my behalf. That would be terrible that I couldn't go. But I'm so glad that he taught me, no, you have a standing invitation as well. You can come before the throne of grace. You can come before God anytime, whatever the need is. I'm not going to preach very long tonight. I just wanted to leave that with you tonight and let you know that we have access to the Lord.
we have accessibility wherever you are. It's good to call one another, and I appreciate those calling me and say, Brother Eddie, would you help me pray? And certainly I'll always be glad to help you pray. But isn't it wonderful to know that we got a direct line to the Lord Jesus Christ, a direct line, even in the face of adversity. Many times we don't have time to pray a long prayer. Sometimes our prayer is just, Jesus, help me, or Lord, help me go through this situation, whatever it is. But we know that God is always attentive, He's always listening, and He will always help us. Amen. If you love the Lord, give Him praise tonight. God bless you. Amen. Love you dearly. Appreciate each and every one of you. Would you stand? Hallelujah. With every head bowed and every eye closed, every saint of God praying, if you have a need tonight, if you need to visit that altar, if you need to come before that throne of grace, know that God is here and God will help you. Amen. Praise God. Those that are coming, you elders, if you would, gather around and let's pray tonight on behalf of these that are coming forward. Troubles come and I can't find an answer. Lonely nights are spent in agony. But you're the only one that I can turn to. So here I am, begging on my knees. It's me again, Lord. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. I've got a problem I can't solve. Well, I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new, and I need help that only comes from you. Have you ever been there? Sing it with me. It's me again, Lord. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. I've got a problem I can't solve. I don't mean Church, let's take advantage of that standing invitation that we have to come anytime, amen, before His presence. May God bless you. We love each and every one of you. Have a wonderful evening, a great week, amen. And just pray for so many folks who stand in need of prayer tonight. Brother Jim, if you'd come, dismiss us with a word of prayer. May God bless you. Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Just want to praise His name. Just reading the words as Brother Eddie brought the message tonight. It says, well, I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new. And I need help that only comes from you. It's me again, Lord. Those are powerful words because, as Brother Eddie said, that invitation's always open.
Always.
Always. He's an unchanging God. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, please. Definitely will. Amen. Powerful words it is. God's timing and His will. Praise God. Love the Lord this evening. Love all the testimonies. Love all the message, the word to see each and every one of you. Thank you for your prayers. And for those of you that have come forward this evening, just know, Lord, that God, it is His timing and His will. And then we're placing it in His mighty hands. All hearts and minds clear. We'll praise the Lord. Well, men, don't forget, we'll have Banner Brothers Tuesday night. I want to invite each and of you back Wednesday night for our service. So let's be in much prayer for those that aren't able to be with us tonight. These other prayer requests, Brother Terry, Brother Chris, all the others that have been put up on the screen or in the prayer box. There's so many needs. And with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. All righty. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again, Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the message. Lord, we thank you for those testimonies of praise, dear Lord, and for that faith that's been spoken. And dear Lord, we love you so very much, dear Lord, and we just praise you. Lord, again, keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And dear Lord, we just ask for your guidance and direction. Use us, dear Lord, that we may be a vessel that you can use. And Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Praise God. Y'all have a wonderful first part of the week. See y'all Wednesday and the men Tuesday night.